social workers involved. There was no investigation, nothing, none whatsoever. And he was just uprooted from my home, taken to a place of safety because of other considerations, because of self-interest, you know, from the grandmother's side. So at some point, we must try to stop blaming apartheid, you know, especially for us younger fathers. You know, the ladies have problems. When things turn sour between the man and the woman, most of the time the woman weaponizes the child. And one last point from my part is, I don't believe in this thing of some of the ladies claiming that they are single mothers. Because how does someone allege to be a single mother when the father is there full time, but not married? But he's there, he's taking the children to school.
Once your friends and your neighbors give a helping hand, lend an ear. This message is brought to you by SABC CSI and SABC Education.
You are listening to KG Mwekezi on SAFM.
It's 2:33 on SAFM. It's Men's Forum Thursday, and we're talking the impact that socialization really has had. And we are socialized by a system called apartheid regime and colonialism. And these are the thoughts of Professor Puleng Sekgalo at Chief Albert Luthuli Research. She is a Chief Albert Luthuli Research Chair at the University of South Africa. We've got a caller in Bloemfontein. KG, welcome.
Thank you very much, KG, for taking my call. I think this issue of fatherhood, it might be a very brilliant idea to have us fathers actually dissect it and lay down our issues. And I refuse to believe that the absentee father, the apartheid is largely to blame. A lot of this crisis is actually self-made. Self-manufactured by the women with whom we have the pleasure of fathering children, because most of us are actually, you know, kept outside by the other parents. It's true, some of us are AWOL by choice, to say I don't want to be a part of my own child's life, but a majority of us would love to raise our children, just that there's impediment placed by the mothers. Personally, I spent a lot of time, I think 2 years, going 3 years, fighting with the mother in the children's court to have access to my firstborn son. As I'm speaking to you right now, my son is parking in a place of safety somewhere in Bloemfontein. He's participating in all activities as it pertains to the child. You know, so
maybe you reflect your own experience, KG, without generalizing, because you don't have the numbers, you don't have the stats, and I understand why you would be aggrieved, and I understand that perhaps there's many like you, but I don't think that it's safe for us to generalize, and I'm really sorry for the experience that you've had, and I'm really sorry that your child is not in your own personal care because of personal circumstances, because as much as people like to say men are not the same, it's a big thing that they say, women are also not all we're not homogenous, neither are men. I think we lost KG, and for the purposes of this discussion, I must clarify, I don't drive the desk, so I didn't drop him, because people can say, you know, we dropped him, he dropped himself. But Prof, maybe your final thoughts, especially considering what KG just said, that, you know, it's no longer apartheid's problem, it's women. He blames women. He says it's women that don't give access, children access to their fathers, and women mustn't call themselves single mothers because they didn't make their children alone and their fathers want to take care. Your thoughts?
Okay. No, thank you, KG. I mean, I can sympathize with the frustration of KG. But as you were saying, you know, sometimes generalizing can be a bit dangerous. I understand. And I think what I would say to that is, again, going back to the importance of us as families, as society, as communities, in how
an individual playing in the process of defining a different future for the children of today. Thank you, Prof. We're going to have to let you go, but thank you for taking the time to have this discussion with us. Professor Puleng Sekgalo, Chief Albert Luthuli Research Chair at the University of South Africa. It's 2:40.
The SABC News Portal is your one-stop digital platform for all the news you need. Stay connected with the latest and breaking stories. Listen to all SABC radio stations live, including podcasts, and also watch the SABC News Channel with clips and live streams of all the big news events. Simply download the SABC News app on your smartphone from the Play or App Store. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Are you a couple already planning a small and intimate wedding?
And as women, to really rethink our upbringing, and also to really rethink and center the well-being of the children first and foremost, so that when we're thinking about access or denying each other access, what are the implications of that? On the child's life, and how the child is going to then understand their relationship with their parent that is still maybe alive and around, that they know about but that they do not have access to. So I think it's very important for us collectively as a society to really rethink this and challenge ourselves in saying, what kind of a future generation are we trying to raise? And what role am I as an individual, as a parent, playing in contributing towards that? It's very important.
What role am I as
how we engage with these challenges that are confronting us of the presence or absence of a father in a child's life? And I think it's important that we need to think about the importance of the presence of fathers or parents in children's lives.